But he would just, he took it right out of the cart. He didn't have any of that flour or anything on it. He just took a hunk of that stuff, put it on that hook somehow, and just flung it out there just as hard as you please. And it, you know, just shot out there and it stayed on. And I don't know what in the world he was doing. That made me so mad.
Well, I know it.
That was strange.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing I've caught with was turtles. What we tried to get in this little river, you know. But now them turtles are sure bite.
They're right.
They hang on them hooks, yeah. That's the only thing I ever caught with.
Yeah. What about these insects, you know, that you see them flying around lights at night? What kind of insects are those?
Well, we have a lightning bug, we have old flying cockroach. Mm-hmm. And we have other different beetle bugs, they call them beetle bugs. Just a lot of different kind of other little bugs, I don't know what it is. Well, they're little lady bugs and all other kind of little bugs fly around at night.
Well, what about these bugs that are, you know, bad to get in your clothes and eat holes in them?
Yeah, crickets, moths. Well, now, a moth ain't not a bee, not a bug, he makes a, if he comes out with a worm, is what they do, a moth, call him a moth, eat your clothes. When he comes out, he makes a moth then fly around, fly off. But a dog eat cricket, they eat your clothes too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what about these things that, you see them around ponds a lot, got a real thin body and transparent wings. Sometimes he'll light on your pole, you know, you have to shake him off.
Well, if you call them, some of them snake doctors, and some of them call them dragonfly, and I believe that's about all I've ever heard called.
You ever heard people call them mosquito hawk?
Yeah, sure have. Well, now there's another difference than the one lies on your pole, he not no large fella. But the mosquito, well, we call a mosquito hole, he's a great big, he got wings that long, and his tail and head and all that long, and he's blue. I see him come around the house, boy, you talking about catching them mosquitoes? They sure will get them. But now, they have to hatch out of the water. There's an old bug, that old leg, ugly old thing. Oh, he's that long. It's amazing to see one crawl up on something and growl. First thing, we pop open the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then, in 10 or 12 or 15 seconds, he's done, stretched out, might be ready to fly. You might look at his clock hand, you know, you can't see it move.
Oh, yeah.
But you can look back, and look like a rodent. And it ain't long till he flies away.
But what about some insects around here that can sting you?
We have the bumblebee and the yellow jacket and the honeybee and the wasp. Different kinds of wasps. We have the yellow wasp, black wasp, red wasp. And we have a yellow bee, yellow honeybee, and the Italian bee, they call it. And that's sweat bee.
What about this insect, you know, that it's bad to sting you, it'll build these big old paper nests in trees?
Yeah, that's a hornet, yeah. I forgot about him, yeah.
Have you ever been stung by one of those things?
Never have.